This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. There it is, the soundtrack from a misspent youth watching television. That is a laugh track. But you can kill the laughs now because sitcoms, where laugh tracks grew up in the 50s and 60s, sitcoms seem to be dying. In New York this week, ad buyers and network managers are watching what are called the upfronts. This is an exercise where the TV people show the ad people what they've got working for the new season. It was NBC's turn yesterday. We're joined by Stacey Lynn Schulman. She's a guest from a couple of months ago for the day-to-day series, The 5 Best Ideas in TV. Stacey, welcome back.
Great to be back.
So from NBC yesterday, they're showing no new sitcoms on the fall schedule, not one. That's the first time in 30 years. Why is that?
Well, there's been very limited success with comedy, and this is a trend we have seen over the last 10 to 15 years now. You'll recall that NBC was really on top for many years on Thursday night with a very strong set of comedies led largely by Seinfeld in its later years. Following that, they never were able to replace that show with shows that attracted the same kind of comedic audiences. And at the same time, we saw a new genre of television coming up in reality TV, which, frankly, started to attract a lot of the younger demographics that were typically interested in comedy. So what's happened is, when you look at all the genres, comedy is probably, the half-hour sitcom is probably the most formulaic of all of the genres in network primetime television. It's 22 minutes. It usually builds in a very particular way.
It's too familiar. We've just gotten tired of the form, you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. And what reality TV did was show people a form of entertainment where they couldn't predict the outcome and that it was part amusement and part shocking. And so that became much more attractive to the younger audience that would typically flow into a traditional comedy.
But, you know, there's one thing. We met you at a conference several months ago here in Los Angeles where people with huge budgets for advertising were getting together to talk to TV show producers. And what I learned there was that these advertisers, many of them, love sitcoms because they have family values. And that's what advertisers want. They want families to watch TV together. So they love these kinds of shows.
They do love these kinds of shows. And when you think about it, it's a very small way of looking at what families are. In reality, families are much more complex. They have much more complex problems. And dealing with families in dramas often reveals lots of stuff that's comfortable and uncomfortable for advertisers to want to be around environmentally.
Well, are advertisers going to be happy with switching to reality, or are they going to go look for something else?
First of all, they're not going to have much of a choice. If the comedies aren't there, they're not there. I think they would love to find a great comedy that they could rally around, but the family-oriented comedies are just not being built anymore.
Stacey Lynn Schulman, she's a media consultant for her own company, HI, that's Human Insight. Stacey, thanks for speaking with us again on Day to Day.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.